Utah advocates are finding new ways to help with the refugee crisis and the heartbreaking stories of people coming to our state. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Brian, children are coming alone to escape war in the Middle East. The director of Utah Health and Human Rights, Kathleen Sparrow, says they are as young as 12, they are without their families, and they are survivors of torture.
They're living in foster care, but we'll be doing a campaign this fall to help raise funds to continue with their mental health services, as we do individual and group counseling at our center.
Sparrow spoke on A Woman's View with Amanda Dixon to air Sunday on KSL News Radio. She says as many as half of refugees are torture survivors, and it's heartbreaking. Utah resettles around 1,200 refugees every year. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah is home to a growing number of refugee children who are coming here alone to escape war. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, Utah groups are now trying to provide for the physical and mental health of these children. The director of Utah Health and Human Rights, Kathleen Sparrow, spoke about it on A Woman's View to be aired Sunday on KSL News Radio.
These are boys who have left their homes by themselves. They're ages 12 to 21, and they're survivors of torture. And it's just heartbreaking.
Sparrow says that children and teens are coming to escape war in the Middle East. They're being placed with foster families here in Utah. Her group just got a federal grant to help. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.